I've listened to you for months talking about your cocksucking fantasies and about wanting to be pimped out for me. I know you think I'd never really hand you over to a man, and I wonder what you'd do if I did. So one day, I tell you to come to my house, that I have a very special dress-up play session planned for you. When you get there, I bring you into my playroom and strip you down, naked, and tell you that I'm going to dress you up today to look like the slut that I know you are. I start out with a sexy pair of black silky bikini panties, and then a matching short cropped camisole, so your middle and belly button are bare. And then I slide some black lace-top fishnet stockings over your shaved legs and give you a pair of shiny patent leather 5-inch fuck-me heels to put on. You look deliciously sexy, but you need some makeup to give you the whorish look that I want. So I sit you down and put bright circles of blush on your cheeks and a coat of thick black mascara on your eyelashes. And then I outline your lips with hot red lipstick. And the finishing touch is a wig with long wavy blonde hair. I lead you over to the mirror so you can see yourself. I stand a little behind you while you stare at your reflection in the mirror, running my hands over your body, pinching your nipples, stroking your legs, squeezing that cute little ass of yours, telling you how hot and sexy you look, how much I like to see you this way, how much I like to make you into a slut for me. And then the doorbell rings. I tell you to stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment. And when I come back, there's a man with me. A very tall man, taller than you. Muscular, masculine, very attractive. And he's looking at you like you're fresh meat. I tell him that you are the little slut that I told him about, and tell you to come closer so he can get a better look at you. He walks a circle around you, looking you up and down, and then finally comes to a stop in front of you and says, "Not bad." I laugh and say that you might be very good once he breaks you in. And you blush very red and look at the floor. He laughs too and says maybe you need some cocksucking lessons. And I tell him you definitely do and ask you if you think you need cocksucking lessons. You're too embarrassed to answer. So I smack your ass and ask you again until you finally whisper, "Yes, mistress." Good. Because that's what Mark is here for. We're going to teach you how to be an expert little cocksucker, just like you've always wanted to be. He grins at you, then goes over to sit on the couch, and I spin you around, give you a push toward him, and say, "Now get over there, and get on your knees, and let's see what kind of a cocksucker we can make out of you." You go over to the couch, and get down on your knees in front of him, and watch as he opens his pants and pulls out his cock. You can feel me standing right behind you, my hand in your hair, pushing your head toward his cock. He rubs it against your face a few times, stroking it against your lips, rubbing it over your cheeks, and then puts it against your mouth again and tells you to lick it. You start to run your tongue up and down and around his cock. Then he tells you to get down and lick his balls, and you wash them with your tongue too. Then he sends you back to his cock to have you wrap your lips around it and take it into your mouth. I have my hand in your hair, holding your head, and I lean down and whisper in your ear how much I like to see you being such an obedient little slut, and how pretty you look with a big hard cock in your sissy mouth. He gives your mouth a workout, making you suck his cock until your jaw is starting to ache, calling you his little cum slut, and barks instructions at you, telling you exactly what he wants, how he wants you to lick it, how to suck, where to kiss. He smacks your face a few times when you don't follow his directions quickly enough. And then you feel me tugging on your hair again, and I pull you up, lead you over to a table, and bend you over it, and then push your legs apart. And I slide your pretty panties off, and then sit up on the table beside you, and swing one leg across your back to hold you in place. You start to struggle a little, but I hold you down and give you a few sharp smacks on your ass and tell you to be still. Then you hear him say not to pay any attention to your squirming. You've been fantasizing about this for years, about taking a cock up your tight little pussy, and once he gets it into you, you'll be moaning and panting like a bitch in heat. You feel my hands on your ass, stroking and squeezing your cheeks, and then feel me pull your cheeks apart. You start to tense up, but instead of a cock, you feel my slippery finger stroking up and down the crack of your ass, stroking that little hole, tickling it, and then sliding into it. First one finger, then two fingers. Slowly finger-fucking you, lubing you up, stretching you open a little. You start to moan and push back against my fingers like a horny slut. And then you hear me laugh and say what an eager little bitch you are, that you're begging for a good fucking. He laughs too, reaches down to wrap his hand around your balls and give them a nice hard squeeze. I put my hand on your head again, stroke your hair, and you feel the head of his cock pressing against your little virgin pussy. Then he starts to push in, very slowly. You feel the head of his cock pressing into you, and a sharp, quick pain as he penetrates, stretching you out, feeling him force inch after inch of his hard cock into you, fucking you slowly at first, to let you adjust the feel of that cock inside you, and then thrusting faster, harder, smacking your ass a few times, making you moan and wiggle. You feel his balls slapping against yours on each thrust. I reach under you, squeeze your nipples, and lean down to whisper in your ear what a tight little slut hole you have, what a hot little bitch you are. I grab your hair and hold it tight as he pounds his cock into you, and then finally gives one last hard thrust, and you feel his hot cum spurting into your stretched, aching pussy. And then a moment later, as he pulls his cock out, you look up at me, standing near you, and see the smile on my face, and you know that this won't be the last time I pimp you out.